folks, we're back on the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm telling you what, I hope you'll go to www.truthtellers.org and watch that video, folks. It'll fire you up, and be sure and tell your elected things to watch that video also as we say no to these hate crime bills. Folks, these hate crime bills, they expand very rapidly to cover everything that the Antichrist synagogue of Satan, who controls our nation today, folks, totally controls the White House, controls the Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court, and our military, they expand it to cover everything. If they don't want you criticizing the New World Order, you're going to find it in that hate speech, okay? If you criticize anything like that, these poor, I can't say they're poor, but these wonderful millions and millions of Jews who have set up these Jewish websites like JewsAgainstZionism.com and JewsNotZionist.org, and there's three more out there, will be hate speech. They'll be arrested for hate speech for having these websites. Remember, I told you that we have name after name after name of Jews singly, by themselves, standing up and writing books. When they write these books, like Jack Bernstein and Benjamin H. Friedman and all, shortly after that, they get killed. They get assassinated by Shin Bet and the Mossad. And so the Jews have figured it out now. If they're going to criticize the communist Zionist system in Israel, they have to do it en masse. And so they've come together and put up these websites for millions and millions of Jews to speak out against the communist Zionists that have given them a very bad name. Warmongering, you know. Here's an article, matter of fact, by a Jewish man that I wanted to share with you today, How Israel Gives Jews a Bad Name, by Saul Landau. Okay, he's a Jewish man, and he says so in his article here, but he talks about the communist Zionist over in Israel giving all Jews a bad name. Well, praise God, Jews have risen up and started their own websites now. Millions and millions of Jews to criticize Zionism without having the Mossad and Shin Bet come in and assassinate them, because there's too many millions of them, and Shin Bet and Mossad can't carry out those assassinations. But anyway, but they will be hate crimes suspects and prosecuted for hate crimes if they go forward with these websites, which allows them to speak out against the despicable ADL, Anti-Defamation League, that is anti-Christian, totally, totally anti-Christian, anti-Christ, and anti-American. And if they criticize them, they will be hate crimes suspects and prosecuted for hate crimes. And so, for all of us, folks, any of us that want to criticize the satanic organizations that have been set up today to destroy America and destroy God and to destroy Jesus Christ in this nation, we have to stand up and we have to go to the phones tomorrow morning. And I would say, folks, that we ought to try our best to get through this week of calling all 39 members of the House Judiciary Committee and let them know how we feel about these hate crime bills, because we can call our few elected things, but it's not as powerful as calling all 39 members. So I hope you'll do that. This is Open Phones Hour for the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'll give your phone number to call in on right after these messages, okay? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Flash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old retired cop here with you today and each Sunday. And I'll give out the phone number to call in, folks, if you'd like to call in and have a say or ask any questions at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Say it a little differently. 800-313-9443. Okay, that's 313-9443. And let me just take a moment to share with you some news that just came into us here at our two police and military associations. We have a report coming from the police department in Plantation, Florida. Yes, there's actually a place called Plantation, Florida. And at a sub shop late Wednesday night, we had two masked gunmen come into the subway shop at 1949 North Pine Road in Plantation, Florida, just after 11 p.m. There was a lone diner in there eating a sandwich, Mr. Lovell, who was finishing his meal. After robbing the cashier, the two men attempted to shove Mr. Lovell into the bathroom and rob him as well. They got his money, But then Mr. Lavelle, who's a 71-year-old retired Marine, pulled his handgun and opened fire. He shot one of the thieves in the head and chest and the other in the head. When the police arrived, they found one of the men in the sub shop. Canine units found the other in the bushes of a nearby business. They also found cash strewn around the front of the sandwich shop, according to Detective Robert Redding of the Plantation Police Department. Both men, the bandits, were taken to the Brownard General Medical Center, where one, Domicchio Arendell, 21, of North Lauderdale, died. The other, 21-year Frederick Gadsden of Fort Lauderdale, is in critical but stable condition. A longtime friend of Marine, 71-year-old Marine Lavelle, was not surprised to hear what happened. The friend said, "He would give you the shirt off his back, but he'd be mad as heck if someone tried to take the shirt off your back." Mr. Lavelle was a pilot in the Marine Corps, flying former Presidents John F. Kennedy and Lyndon B. Johnson around. He later worked as a pilot for Pan Am and Delta. He is not expected to be charged, authorities said. He was in fear of his life, Detective Redding said. As these criminals ought to realize that most men in their 70s have military background and aren't intimidated by idiots, said Detective Reddy. Something tells me this old Marine wasn't in fear of his life, even though his life was definitely at risk. The only thing he could be charged with is participating in an unfair fight. One 71-year-old Marine against two punks. Two headshots and one center of mass body shot. Outstanding shooting. That'll teach him not to get between a Marine and his meal. Don't you just love a story with a happy ending, folks? Florida law allows eligible citizens to carry a concealed weapon, and every state should do the same. Well, that's great. Semper Fi, Marines out there. Praise God. Even at 71 years of age, he's still... Here's what we know about the Marine, Mr. Lavelle. He's a former helicopter pilot for two presidents. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, and he works out every day. Mr. Lavelle was a man of action Wednesday night. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, folks. Well, let's go to our phone callers now. Let's go to Leo in Massachusetts. Brother Leo, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks for taking the call. I was kind of sorry you didn't allow phone calls during Ted Pike's presentation, because I wanted to tell him that we should start using the same subversive methods as the system does. And my vision was that we have a bunch of patriots dress up as gays and homosexuals and go down and tell Congress to pass this law and to ban the Bible, because the Bible is hate speech. I mean,
yeah.
Think about that. We could turn the tail on this thing. They'll go running. They go. The thing won't get out of Judiciary Committee. All we have to do is just use. I mean, I remember the '60s. We used to use the yippies. We used to use these off the wall ways of getting our point across.
Yeah.
And if there's some patriots out there in the Washington, D.C. area, we're going to get together, Ron Paul people, dress up as gays, and go out there and support the bill and say we want to ban the Bible as a hate speech. Do you realize, do you know that it'll blow them out of the water?
Wow, that's a fantastic idea, Brother Leo. Fantastic, yes. Use the same thing on them that they use against us all the time.
Yeah, because yeah. The problem is this. We're playing it straight, and they're goofing on us, and we don't realize we're playing the straight guy, and that's the problem in the political arena. You know, the whole thing is a game, And we're not understanding the basic principles of how to totally destroy them.
Yeah, that's right. It's like 9/11 carried off by the CIA and the Mossad and blamed on the Arabs, you know, so that they could get us into war over in the Middle East and take over the Middle East for the communist Zionists there.
I want to point something out to the people who are going to call in.
Yes.
Remind each person on the Judiciary Committee that this has been tried 5 times. You see, the historical precedent is something that people don't want to set unless it's a really good precedent.
Yes, right.
And so that by mentioning that the historical precedent, you'd be setting a historical, do you want to set a historical precedent when it's been rejected 5 times? I think that would seal the deal also. That's another thing. I mean, we don't know that, see, a lot of us don't understand the tactics and the fine points of how to talk to these officials because we're not talking to them every day. We're just regular people. We don't understand the game that we can play on them while they're playing it on us. You know, that's basically what politics has devolved into, unfortunately.
Yes, that's very good thinking, Leo. Thank you so much for that idea.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe some listeners out there will pick it up and do just what you said in Washington District of Criminals there and march in as gays and flaunting themselves and
support the
bill and pretend
to support the bill. I mean, I would like to see this done in San Francisco because that would be really, really funny because the San Franciscos would have to report on it. See, we got to get this out of the news, and not just Washington D.C. We have to go all over the place doing this, and it'll blow their minds. It'll blow them right out of the water.
Yeah, especially with them saying to our elected thing, we want you to ban the Bible with this hate speech legislation.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Yeah,
I mean, but
okay,
but,
brother,
do it nationwide, please.
Hey, thank you, Leo. God bless you.
Okay,
you're a real thinking man, real thinking man. Okay, take it easy now. Okay, folks, let's go to Kevin in New York. Kevin, welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program, brother.
Jack, I got a good one for you.
Okay.
In David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, it shows him in the picture section with him, him and his daughter, Neva, an interpreter, and then Nikita Khrushchev. In it. And he says, Khrushchev, the Soviet leader, assured me my daughter would eventually live under communism in this country, in the United States.
Well, she's sure doing it right now, if she's here.
Well, just the idea of the whole system, how we're going with the socialism, then we're going to be eventually communist.
That's right. That's what the goal is of Abomination. He's a hardcore communist, and so is the group he works for 100%. The Council on Foreign Relations is a communist organization.
Yeah, and then David talking to him and all these other CFR members traveling around the world, spreading the word, and getting everything in sync.
Very good thinking, Kevin. Very good.
Yeah, it's quite a book. He tells all, almost, in this book.
Yeah, what's the name of it again?
Well, his book, Memoirs, David Rockefeller Memoirs.
Oh, I see, yeah. Yeah, I was out at a Republican meeting last night trying to see who the neocon Trotskyites are in our local area that control the Republican Party here and the Democratic Party, too. And I was surprised that more people didn't know that Nelson Rockefeller, when he died, of a heart attack while he was favoring, let's say, a prostitute. He had a prostitute, and he was dressed in bra and panties of a woman. And when the police found him, we got this through the police news, that they found him in a woman's bra and panties and with a prostitute when he had a heart attack. And not many of the people around the nation know that, but these guys are sick puppies, boy, these international criminal elite. Thank you, Kevin. God bless you. Take care, Kevin. Talk to you later. Okay, folks, we'll be back with David in Oregon right after these important messages.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And before we go to David in Oregon, I just want to tell you that we're so pleased here at our two police and military associations to have received the hundreds of RBN business cards that are available through RBN, $8 per hundred, okay? And this is great, folks, because every time I go out anywhere and my assistant goes out anywhere, we can hand out these business cards to people and tell them to get truth and real news through RBN, okay? And so it tells them how to contact RBN and how to get true news and information that is accurate and not controlled, like the media in America is totally controlled by the international criminal elite. And so much is given out on RBN, and none of it really is given out on the daily news in the newspapers or on television. Okay, so please call RBN and get the business cards, and they'll send you some free bumper stickers, too, for RBN. And you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And it's only $8 per 100 business cards and the free bumper stickers. So please do call and help us get information out. Remember, Isaiah 5:13 says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." Well, they've purposely set up a system where we have no knowledge coming to us through television and the printed news in America because it's all controlled by God's enemies and our enemies. But they can get it through RBN. So please get a hold of them at 800-724-2719 and ask for the $8 100 business cards and start handing them out and put the bumper stickers on your car. Okay, folks, let's go to David in Oregon now. David, welcome to the program, brother.
Hey, Jack, thanks for taking my call. I enjoyed Reverend Pike. I always enjoy Reverend Pike whenever I hear him. A couple of comments, though. He had mentioned how these big organizations, Christian organizations, are not taking a stand. And I think you find the problem is they don't want to lose their tax-exempt status. That's more important.
That's right.
Than doing God's work.
Absolutely right, brother. They are bowing down to government, this evil satanic government we have, and I think David, we should call them too and tell them to get off their rear ends and start advertising against these hate crime bills. I think we should call these people. A lot of us listen to them. I don't anymore because I know they're all controlled. But many people do, and we ought to call them and tell them to get on top of these hate crime bills before we lose our Bible that they're trying to say is hate speech.
Yes, well, I have called and ripped into them, only to have the phone hung up on me. So kind of figured it's a waste of time. They're more concerned with a few bucks in their pocket than they are God's truth.
Yeah, I know. Now, that's sad.
Now, you mentioned...
Thanks for trying, David. Anyway, brother, thank you.
Well, you know, you mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most important verses in the entire Scripture.
Sure is.
One of the most important.
Yeah.
And I've had this discussion with several preachers, and one of them actually preached 2 Chronicles 7:14 one Sunday, and the next Sunday, half his membership was gone. People
half
didn't want to hear it.
Membership was gone?
Half of his, it was a small church anyway, but it was half his membership left. They didn't want to hear that.
My gosh! Wow,
and
that's really a shame. Boy, they're going to be on the hot seat before the Lord one day, brother, when He comes back. And
I have
these lukewarm Christians are definitely going to be on the hot seat.
Yeah, they won't be lukewarm then, will they?
No, they won't. But remember, God says that He'd rather you be hot or cold for God, but not lukewarm. And He said He would spew them out of His mouth.
And He will.
So that's exactly what He's going to do. Yeah.
But it's a shame these Christians who are going to these 501c3 churches need to ask their preacher if they're incorporated, and if he says yes, tell that preacher, unincorporate immediately and start preaching God's truth. And if the preacher refuses to do it, they need to find a church where the preacher will stand up
and actually preach
God's word.
That's right, because we've learned over these years that a government preacher that has all these licenses is only allowed to preach 30% of the word of God, because if he preaches the rest of the Bible, he gets into trouble with some government agency out there and loses his 501c3, and they don't want to lose that tax-free status, brother. They would rather have that tax-free status than preach the Word of God.
I think most of them need to read Section 501 before they get talked into incorporating, because it specifically says in there churches are exempt. They don't have to incorporate.
They never have had to pay taxes, never, even before the 501c3 came out. And the preachers don't know that. They go to these evil seminaries and learn all this stuff that's wrong and not true, and then they come back and teach it and live it at their government churches. So, David, you're right on target, brother.
Well, here's another important verse.
Yeah.
I hope you'll forgive me. Study.
Oh, hold on just a minute. Hang on there, David. We'll be right back with you after these important messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. But using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and we have David on in Oregon. David, go right ahead, brother.
Yes, there is another very important verse, in my opinion, and that is, study to show thyself approved. Study.
Now, very true.
You know, I've heard, my father was a preacher. I heard, study to show thyself approved, but all my life I was taught, study your Bible. Now, it does mean that. It means you need to know God's Word, but also you need to study the Declaration of Independence, your Constitution. Constitution was given us by God. He gave us our rights. It delineates those. They need to know them. It doesn't say, you know, and when I say study everything, I don't mean the sports page.
Right.
Unfortunately, too many Christians think that's their study for the week.
That's right.
And, you know, those are two of the most important verses in Scripture, in my opinion, again, but that's what people need to do. They need to turn to God. 714 says, seek my face.
Seek my face.
It doesn't say seek the Republicans. It says seek my face.
Uh-huh.
And
you're very well-versed on the Bible, David, and you're speaking the truth, brother, and I'm just so happy you called in because you're right. The escape clause for our time is 2 Chronicles 7:14. But we need to be knowledgeable. That's why in Isaiah 5:13 he says they go into captivity because they have no knowledge. So we need to study a variety of things that God gave us, and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights is one of those things, Declaration of Independence, God gave us so that we could have freedom on this soil that we occupy here in the USA.
Well, you know, God gave us the truth.
Uh-huh.
That's what we need to study.
Yeah.
Not Robert E. Lee is my favorite character of all time.
Uh-huh.
He advised his children not to read fiction. Fiction does nothing to stimulate your intelligence, make you smarter, make you more knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I like about Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, what did he say now? What was that term he used?
He told his children not to read fiction.
Not to read fiction, yeah.
He said it's a waste of your time.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's entertaining, but the main thing is we have to occupy this land until the Lord returns, and he didn't mean occupy a pew with our dairy air Sunday morning.
Yes.
He meant occupy the land, and the only way you can occupy this land is to have knowledge of who the true enemies of God and liberty are.
Amen.
And the way the system was set up by God originally, and we have to get back to that.
Amen.
Thanks, David. God bless you, brother.
You have a great show. I enjoy your program every Sunday.
Thank you so much, David. God bless you now, brother.
And you. And you.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in, it's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go right now to Roger in Tennessee. Brother Roger, thanks for calling in.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing real well.
I just wanted to sort tigers. Okay. I just wanted to dispel a rumor, and I'm not saying that you're putting out misinformation. I think, well, I don't know how those two terms get misinformation, disinformation. Anyway, about the blue list and the red list, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, but I've heard often... you are speaking about these red dots on mailboxes?
Yes.
Okay. Can I just say that...
Blue dots, they're putting blue dots and yellow dots on them, too. Yeah.
Right. But can I just tell you that I'm a guy who delivers papers, and I've done that in four states, California, Colorado, Kentucky, and New Jersey.
Yeah.
And here in Tennessee, and we all use the same system when we deliver our papers. We put these dots on the mailboxes to show the delivery frequency of the newspaper. And the red dot is for a person who receives the newspaper every day. The blue dot is for a person who receives the newspaper every day but Sunday. And the green dot is for a person who receives the paper on the weekends, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So
I see. Oh, okay, so you guys are putting some of these dots on there then, right?
No, that's what we do. So I just want to dispel, you know, I know because things are as, you know, things are bad. I understand that. I just don't want somebody to shoot some guy because, you know, some poor paper guy that's putting a red dot on somebody's mailbox, you know, it's a little reflector. It's a little reflector that we put on people's mailboxes,
and it doesn't have anything to do with being rounded up for. Okay,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm really happy to hear you call in and tell us that because I've had people calling me, and I never talked about the dots on the mailbox until people started calling me and saying, "Hey, have I got a red dot? I got a blue dot on my mailbox, and what does this mean?" And I thought maybe the government was doing it for the foreign troops to come down the street and know what to do to the people.
That's the reason, because I know you're a man of God, and I know that God is working through you, and I think God led me to you because, you know, I'm a guy who listens to your program, and I wanted to come forward and say that, nationally, that is a practice that is used by people who deliver papers. They put these dots on the mailboxes so that when they're driving down in the middle of the night, because, you know, the old-fashioned days of kids driving down the street with their bicycles and throwing newspapers, those days are gone. So
yeah,
people drive in their cars, and they drive down in a lot of these rural areas. They got the headlights, and we put these little reflectors on there, and we got the red dots to indicate that that's a everyday customer. So I just wanted to make a clarification so that people don't get freaked out when they see a red dot on the. I mean, they may have a red dot on their mailbox, but that may not mean that they get a newspaper. It may mean that that the person that lived there before them did. You see what I'm saying?
I see. Okay. Well, that's very good clarity. I appreciate you so much because I keep getting these calls from people that have these dots on their mailboxes and they're worried and ask me what it means, and I just theorized, and I guess I was wrong.
No, that was Jack.
These red and blue lists that the government has, that they were putting them on the mailboxes. So I'm glad you clarified for us, Roger.
Well, Jack, I want your listeners to know, don't take my word for it. If they live, wherever they live, call the major newspaper or whatever newspapers they are and ask them if that is a common practice, and that will dispel whatever, you know, paranoia. I don't want to say paranoia because I do believe in this red-blue list. That makes a lot of sense. But as far as the dots, I don't want people to get, you know, freaked out about that.
Well, good. I'm glad you clarified that, Roger. Thank you so much.
Well, I love you, Jack, and you're doing a real good service for the community and for all of us. I hope you you continue your work.
God bless you, Roger. Thank you for calling in. I'm really surprised, but I'm happy that it.
Well, like I say, don't take my word for it. I just want I don't want people to take my word for it. I don't want them to think that I'm like some, you know, disinformation agent. Call. I mean, if they have a red dot, call your local newspaper carrier. Local newspaper and see if their carriers put those little reflective dots on the newspaper on their.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
Good, Roger. Thank you so much for clarifying.
I love
that.
You, Jack.
That's fantastic. Okay. Okay, let's go to Richard in Alabama. Brother Richard, welcome to the program.
As far as I know, the post office doesn't allow any newspapers in the mailbox, period, against federal law.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's a thought. That's a thought. Yeah,
but
you're supposed to have a little box beside your box there.
That's right.
For your newspaper, right?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, let's go back to Ted Pike.
Okay.
Now, Ted Pike and a lot of pastors have missed their chance to stand up against hate crime laws. Oh, many years ago when they started off on this thing against this thing about the, you know, United Negro College Fund and all the affirmative action and the learning disability money and the public housing rules. They gave up on that. The federal judges said loud and clear, these hate crime laws, they said they were against, they were to protect Jews and Africans. Well, these hate crime laws are not for the use of whites. They are only to bring suits against whites.
That's right.
That's right. They get, and they've been, it's been that way. They've known about this for 40 years.
Uh-huh.
It's a hate, the federal laws are designed to be a hate crime against white people, and they've known it clearly for 40 years, and they kept silent, and they wouldn't say a word, and now people have just given up on the white preachers.
Well, when I was a cop in Phoenix, the sixth largest city, it's absolutely true, brother. When we would have blacks beat up on a white person because he was white, and we would report it as a hate crimes, those blacks were never, ever charged with hate crimes.
Yeah.
But if you beat up a black person, got in a fight with a black person, even if it wasn't a hate crime, you would probably be charged with a hate crime if you were a white person. So you're right.
Yeah, you're right, man.
Yeah.
And they gave the preachers just totally gave up on it a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
And so we've just stopped listening to the white preachers. Now, some of the black preachers still have some moral authority to preach against homosexuality, but the white preachers have lost it all.
Yeah.
And they won't back up. They want to pretend that somehow that the black people desperately need protection. And they just don't want to get involved in it, and they want to backtrack. And
sadly, Brother Richard, you're right on target. You're right. It's been that way a long time, and I can tell you as a cop, retired cop now, that it's that way. If a person beats up a white person, a black person, then they don't get charged with hate crimes. But if a white person beats up a black or gets in a fight, wins the fight, then they're charged with a hate crime. Thanks,
nope.
Richard. Appreciate it, brother. God bless you. Take care. Okay, let's go to Russ in Tennessee. Russ in Tennessee, welcome to the program, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. McGlam. I enjoy your program very much.
Thank you.
I want to comment on that gentleman that called in, David, who spoke about the scripture of 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right, yes.
And I stand behind him 100% because as a Christian, you know, I hear pastors' radio programs from different stations who seem to advocate gun violence. They talk about get your guns up, and one fellow said he had a Bible in one hand, a gun in the other. I just don't see, the sad thing is the Christians seem to forget the power of God. I mean, what awesome more power could you have than him backing you up? And I'm a firm believer with David that the 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the very answer for this nation. And if the churches and the pastors don't get some guts and stand up and take a stand, we're going to be in serious trouble.
And they are brother, when they stand before
they are
the
too.
Lord. They'll be in serious trouble, too, when they stand before the Lord.
But, you know, we got churches around here that are more interested in sports and dining out and
music?
It's just scary.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm not scared. But
this rock music, they play this rock music every Sunday to bring in the young people. And
we got one right down the street here. Yeah, we got one down the street here. It's terrible. It's so sad. You know, unless the Christian wakes up and gets on his knees and repents and cries out to God for forgiveness and prays for this nation, you know, we don't, Christians, they don't speak up against homosexuals. They don't speak up against abortion. Look how many babies have been murdered in this country. And, you know, it's good to call in the senators and whatever and protest against the hate crimes, but how can we let the abortions and the killing of innocent babies who never have a chance in life? God's not going to heal this land until we get serious as Christians.
You better believe it, brother. I've got experience with that, too, in Phoenix, because once a year in Phoenix, Arizona, I would go on a walk for life with about 10,000 other people on the streets of Phoenix once a year, and the pastors in the churches refused to tell their people to come out and join us because we had 3 million people in Phoenix, and we should have had 200,000 people in those marches, but we only had like 10,000 because the preachers, the government preachers, refused to tell their people to come out and march with us for life. Sad, Russ.
Yeah,
really
it is.
Sad,
you know, I my wife and I don't even go to church anymore. We've been to 3 or 4 around here, and it was just they talk about the rapture. They're going to be raptured out. We're not going to go through anything. That's not in my Bible.
That's not true, and it's not in the Bible.
That's right.
And
we just stop going. We take our communion at home, and we read, and we pray, and keep our life as the best we can, you know, walking in whatever we do to please God. But, I just fear for America. I really do. And, boy, I'll tell you, if they don't get going, I hold no hope for America. I really don't.
I love
the country. I was in the service 4 years. So I love America, and I believe in the freedom, but we're losing it. And
we sure are, and it's because we've turned our back on God.
That's it.
Yeah.
They take it out of the schools and prayer and this and that.
Well,
you know, I know there's other people that want to call in, and I believe in the 2 Chronicles 7:40. What can I say? We love you,
okay.
Jack.
Hey, God bless you, Russ. Love you, too, brother. Thank you so much for standing up for God and country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Folks, it's an activist fight, you know, we're involved in. If you just sit back and listen to Officer Jack McGlam, to John Stapp Miller and others, and do nothing, then you're part of the problem. You truly are, and the Bible says that, folks. The Bible says we have to be activists. We need to rise up against the workers of iniquity, stand up against the evildoers, and we need to occupy this land, and we can't occupy this land until his return if we just sit back in the pew Sunday morning and sing Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya. It's just not going to happen. Or listen to rock music Sundays. Oh, it's nice to listen to rock music. It's really cool, but not in church. I grew up in the 40s and 50s, and I was born in 1944. And let me tell you, when I would go into a church Sunday morning, the preacher was preaching hell and damnation. And it shook the kids up to where we would walk the straight and narrow. And that's not happening today, folks. We're preaching the social gospel in the churches today. I'm just so sad, and Russ is absolutely right. We've got to get back under God. Please, please pull out your Bibles and read 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do exactly that. And God will come back in and heal our land. And that's exactly what he says if we'll just do what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
How many of you think outside the box? Most consumers don't think outside the box. It is what it is. Life Change Tea goes against the flow. Against the flow of soda, against the flow of caffeine, against the flow of sugar, against the flow of unhealthy. Life Change Tea comes out of the box to get you healthy. And if you don't take the tea out of the box, it can't help you. So what are you waiting for? Get out of the box. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea, the out-of-the-box approach.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Officer Jack McLam program, and I want to just take this time, folks, to talk to you about the solution to saving America. And for those of you that are not Christians, I feel sorry for you, and I pray for you all the time. But, you know, this nation was set up by God, okay, to be his nation, okay? The Israelis threw him out. You know, the Israelites, I should say, not the Israelis, but the Israelites of that time, drew him out of that land over there and in the Holy Land. And so God was, he said, and we have to take his word for it, folks, in the scriptures, he said, I have taken the empire from you, or some name like that, I forget what it is, I don't have the Bible here in front of me, but he says, I'm taking the empire from you and giving it to a people that will carry out, and he said this to the Israelites, not the Jews, but all 12 tribes, okay? The northern tribes, 10 tribes of the brothers of Jacob, Israel, and the southern tribes, the two tribes of the southern part of the Holy Land there. And he says, I'm taking the kingdom, I think it's the kingdom, I'm taking the kingdom from you and giving it to a people that will carry out my laws and my commission. And, of course, that was the Christians. Now, some of these Christians were Jews. Some of these Christians were Gentiles, and some of them were Arabs, and some of them were all manners of people, okay? Muslims. Well, they weren't Muslims if they turned to Christianity, but he said, I'm giving it to a people that will carry out my commission. And that's exactly what he did after Israel threw him out numerous, numerous times. God finally got tired. And in 70 A.D. was the last time he brought Israel back into the land over there. And they turned against him again. They occupied the land, Israel did, and that's not just the Jews, but all 12 tribes, and all the 12 sons of Jacob, Israel. And they threw him out again. They turned to other gods, and so he brought in Emperor General Titus from the Roman army to destroy Israel, and they destroyed it in 70 A.D., knocked everything down, and they killed several million people, Israelites that were there that didn't listen to God. And the Christians fled because God tell them to flee. They fled. God told them to flee, and they picked up everything and they left. The Christians did because they believed God. And the others that were many of them were destroyed because they did not follow God. They followed other gods. And so he gave the kingdom to a people, the Christians, Christian Jews and Gentiles and others, that were going to follow him. And you can look across this world, folks, over our history, and it is the Christian nations, England and America and other nations, Ireland and Scandinavian countries, that the Christians fled to, the tribes of Israel fled to, and they were the ones that carried out God's law in this on this earth, and you and I've seen it in our lifetimes. Well, I just want to ask you folks to please go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and do exactly what it says, and join me in prayer every night and ask God to come back into this land. We have millions of people now that love the Lord. God bless all of you out there. Please pray with us every night that God will come back in and heal our land. Take it easy. Have a great week. And don't forget, I love you. Goodbye.
With recent